J Kid Philly, a program of Jewish Learning Venture, connects you and your family to the happenings, resources, and voices of our Jewish community. To find out what's happening in the greater Philadelphia area for families just like yours, visit jkidphilly.org. Welcome to Shore Stories. Wherever you're planning to celebrate Shabbat, at the shore, in the mountains, at home, with friends or family, I'm so glad that you're here to listen to a special Shabbat story. At the end of today's story, I'm going to ask you a question. You can share your answer with me on jkidphilly.org. Ask mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, or whoever is listening with you today to help you with this. Every child who participates will receive a prize. Sounds good? Great. Now let's begin. Today's story is Much, Much Better by Chaim Kosofsky. Illustrated by Jessica Schiffman. Published by Hachai Publishing. Copyright Hachai Publishing. Used with permission. In this story, you will hear three Hebrew words that may be new to you. The first is Hashem. Hashem means God. The second is bracha. A bracha is a blessing. The third is kiddush. Kiddush is the blessing that we recite over a cup of wine on Shabbat or on a Jewish holiday. Much, much better. Long ago, in the city of Baghdad, Shlomo and his wife Miriam lived in a bright, tidy house. They were thankful to Hashem for what they had and shared with others when they could. Every Friday, Shlomo straightened the books and swept the floor. Miriam spread a spotless white tablecloth and set the table. Three china plates and three crystal glasses, three forks, three knives, and three spoons for Shabbat, she'd say. I wonder who will be our guest this week. Shlomo would smile at his wife. We'll have to wait and see. Shabbat wouldn't be the same without a guest. But one Friday night, when Shlomo came home, his eyes were sad and his face downcast. This has never happened before, he said to his wife. Every traveler, every lonely or poor person already had a place to eat. We have no guest for Shabbat. Don't give up so easily, Shlomo, said Miriam. If we truly want a Shabbat guest, why don't we go and look for one? So the couple searched along the narrow Baghdad streets and alleys, but couldn't find a single person to share in their Shabbat meal. Suddenly, Miriam remembered something. When Avraham Avinu didn't have guests, he waited by his door. Why don't we go home and wait by our door? Perhaps Hashem will send a Shabbat guest to us. But who would come? Shlomo wondered. We'll have to wait and see, answered Miriam. I'm sure Hashem will help. Back home, Shlomo opened the door. He and Miriam stood looking out into the darkness, waiting and listening. Then, moments later, along came an old man they had never seen before.
"I don't know anyone in town," he said sadly. "I have nowhere to eat the Shabbat meal."
"Please come in," said Shlomo. "My wife and I did not want to eat without a guest."
What a perfect evening. After Kiddush, they washed their hands and ate the fresh, crusty loaves. There were stories and songs and words of Torah. They ended by thanking Hashem for the delicious meal. When dinner was done and the candles burned low, the old man got up to leave.
"I will always be grateful for your kindness," he said. "May Hashem bless you and make your home much, much better."
"What do you mean?" asked Shlomo, glancing around at the comfortable room, the beautiful table. "What could be better?" The guest thought for a moment.
"It would be better with a sticky, stained tablecloth."
"Better?" asked Miriam.
"Yes," said the guest. "And it would be much better with your books out of place."
"Much better?"
Shlomo frowned.
"Absolutely," said the guest. "And it would be much, much better with crumbs scattered on the floor."
"Much, much better?" repeated the surprised couple. "What strange things to say." They walked their guest to the door and stared after him as he disappeared into the night. "What kind of bracha is that?" asked Miriam. "What did he mean?"
"I can't imagine," answered Shlomo. "We'll have to wait and see."
Many months later, when the mysterious guest was long forgotten, Miriam gave birth to a baby boy. The new parents were delighted. They named their son Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a lively baby. He liked to wave his arms and legs, and he soon learned to roll over by himself. One Friday, while Shlomo and Miriam got ready for Shabbat, little Yitzchak was trying to crawl. He reached out with his arms and pulled himself forward. He could do it! Slowly, Yitzchak crawled to the Shabbat table, grabbed the tablecloth in his little fist, and pulled. Over went the Kiddush cup. A sticky puddle spread across the table. Then Yitzchak spied a bright yellow book. He tugged and pulled until it tumbled over. But Yitzchak didn't stop. He was already on his way to find out what smelled so delicious. Yitzchak followed his nose to the wonderful smell.
Crumbs fell here and there as he nibbled the soft, warm bread. Just then came a knock at the door. Standing there was the same old man who had been their guest before.
"Please come in," said Shlomo. "You're just in time to join us for Shabbat once again."
The guest stepped inside and smiled as he looked around the room. Shlomo and Miriam looked around too. What do you think they saw? The tablecloth was sticky and stained. The books were out of place, and crumbs lay scattered on the floor. "Well," Shlomo said to their guest, "your words have certainly come true." Miriam nodded happily. "Our baby is the best bracha in the world. Now our home is much, much better." The old man bent down and picked up the precious little boy.
"He will welcome guests of his own one day. Just you wait and see."
The end. I hope you enjoyed the story. Here is my question. Many people like to invite guests into their homes to celebrate Shabbat. What do you like to do to celebrate Shabbat? Remember, if you share your answer with me on jkidphilly.org, you will receive a prize. Thank you for listening to Much, Much Better. Shore Stories wishes you and your family a Shabbat Shalom, a day of peace and rest.